K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Benny, I can't believe it, actually. It feels weird. It almost feels like it's the night before Christmas, at tomorrow being Christmas Day.
Right.
Podcast 99.
Oh, jeez.
Huge.
Is that still going on?
We are nearly there.
Do we stop? Is there a big surprise that we stopped doing the podcast?
Imagine if we don't get to 100.
How's our listenership going? Are we still doing this?
Do you want me to look at the analytics?
Not right now. We can do this through the show.
I could quickly pull up the analytics.
Nah, I'm really okay with it.
If you have enough time, if you do a bit of talking.
Will we get our 100th listener on our 100th episode?
Oh, it'd be nice.
How many times can you listen to it in a week?
Oh, I reckon I'd give it a fair crack, have it on repeat and get 100.
No, the big surprise is coming. I've got a massive surprise for you.
For the 100th podcast.
For you.
For me.
On the 100th.
Wow.
I'll leave it there.
Okay, hang on. So did you want to know how many people are listening to our podcast or where they're listening from?
Just where they're listening from. Okay. Probably not how many. That'd really dishearten us, I think.
Are we
on the show right now?
This is the podcast.
Just let's get it tight here. Come on.
Do you want to get going?
Just give me the top two.
Top two things that's happening on
the
podcast.
No, top two countries that are listening to.
It's still...
Is this thing on?
Mate, the website's still loading.
Oh, well, don't worry about it. What's happening today?
I can tell you what device and platform they're listening on.
Who cares?
For some reason, countries are taking a long time.
Could get it up really quickly. This is taking
far
too long.
Here we go. Got it.
Oh,
all right.
God.
Australia, 82%.
Of course, Australia.
Hong Kong, 6.7. Jamaica, 1.4.
All right. Great.
Papua New Guinea, we love you. Russia, loving you,
Andy,
as well.
Andy, today on the podcast, an Australian Sydney sider. A Sydney sider, I'll say. He is Australian. He has played a bit of a practical joke on the world. We have seen it in the world before, but I think Australians always do it a little bit better.
I agree.
We'll talk about that on the podcast.
Also, food, you and I love it, but somebody has spent a truckload of money on a chicken nugget. A singular chicken nugget.
Just one.
Just one.
Someone's hungry.
Enjoy. I think we're very lucky. I know we're very lucky to be living in Australia.
We're the lucky country.
Absolutely we are. You can travel the world, but there's nothing better than coming back to Geelong. Passing Avalon, cruising along the highway.
Yes.
You know, you're 20 minutes from Geelong.
Great Ocean Road.
Amazing.
Down there. Torquay. Shaka.
Get amongst it. And I think the way we've handled COVID-19, coronavirus, has been really well. It's been great.
Had about 15 lockdowns, mate. I'm not sure.
No.
I'm not sure been going the best.
But
it's certainly not the worst.
When you compare it with the rest of the world and how they're traveling,
not funny.
Not so good. No. We saw last week CEO of Qantas, Alan Joyce.
Jeez, we talk about Joyce here a lot.
He was trying to encourage people to get the vaccine by offering a year supply of free travel for a family. There's going to be 10 ultimate packages to give away.
Did you apply?
Not yet.
No,
because we're not eligible to get the jab yet.
Haven't got the vaccine. I'm calling it.
So America obviously want to encourage people to get the jab as well.
Just give them a large pizza.
So is that what you think they would do? Like a Domino's would jump on board?
He's a large Coke or something.
This is what they're doing. They're calling it joints for jabs.
Joints,
as in
marijuana.
They are legalizing marijuana in certain states to encourage people to get the COVID jab. Now, Washington State was the first state to get amongst the cannabis sort of initiative
referendum,
It's hoping that temporarily allowing the legalization of marijuana will encourage people to come forward and get the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, they're only giving sort of a month window. It expires the promotion. Is it a promotion?
It's not really a promotion, is it?
But it ends the 12th of July, 2021. And they believe it is honestly going to get people to...
Wow.
Get the jab.
Get the jab.
Isn't that incredible?
Joints for jabs. So do you get a joint for a jab? Or are you just allowed to smoke it around?
You'd almost want the joint before the jab, wouldn't you?
But then if there's... Oh, geez, this is messy.
I don't know.
I mean, there were... Yeah, actually, I won't go down that path because I want people to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Jeez,
surely
this is
messy. Surely you don't have to go down the illicit drug path to encourage people to get a jab.
Wouldn't have thought so. I'd like enough to be said that you're saving people's lives.
Like you said before, though. large pizza and a garlic bread. I'm happy with that.
Upsize the meal, I reckon. Andrew, the Australian public, we're probably known for our sense of humour. I think when you think about Australians, you know, laid back.
Easygoing.
Very sarcastic people.
Yeah. It's easy to see how people fall in love with our great country.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's just nice and easygoing. Mm. One Australian, one Sydney sider, has played a bit of a prank on the world. And we've seen this before, but it's nice to know this is happening in Australia. He owns a business near the harbour, near the Harbour City, near the airport.
Nice.
And he has paid a sign writer.
I've seen this.
You've seen everything this week, haven't you?
I saw this on Instagram, the photo.
He's paid $4,500
what?
To have Welcome to Perth.
Hang on. So
painted on his building's bit, like on the roof, sorry, not the ceiling.
I didn't realise he paid for someone.
Yeah, he's done it professionally.
The way it looks like he's got out there with a roller and rolled it himself.
He said, well, look, he's paid someone
$4,500.
Said it was worth it. He says that every time a plane goes overhead, he giggles to himself. Obviously, passengers are flying into Sydney internationally, and they've come in, they see that sign, they go, what? I thought we were going to Sydney. Why are we in Perth? We're on the other side of the country. Something's happened.
It is a bit of a stitch-up, isn't it?
But it's very Australian.
Yeah.
Very Australian to go, look, it's harmless. You know, it's a bit of a giggle. You know, you're welcome to Sydney by that, and you're kind of like, Australia, huh?
We've got plenty of roof space here at K-Rock.
Massive, yeah.
What do we do? What are we drawing?
Welcome to Dubbo. I don't know.
Yeah, good one, mate.
Good gags. This
I
is
really thought you could have given us some. Mate, I'm just throwing them up and you're meant to knock them down.
Well, bloody hard. What about welcome to... What would you write?
Nah, mate.
Oh, yeah, you don't have anything either.
Let's do this.
Andy and Ben's Tell Him He's Dreaming.
What's he asking?
150.
Tell him he's dreaming.
Yeah.
I love this.
Bloody nice.
I also love bartering with people.
You are a barterer.
I get on Marketplace. Remember, I got you onto Marketplace, Facebook yeah. Marketplace. They were asking $700 for that item you wanted. I said, mate, they've had it on there for a week. I think I set off for 500.
Yeah.
He said, no, I can't.
You actually, you're actually very good because I don't know, it's just not polite.
Mate, bartering is in the Australian DNA.
Okay.
Go to Bali. Knock it in half, the price they're asking.
Whatever they've said.
No, at minimum a half.
Do you reckon they know that now?
100%. They take that into account when they're pricing
all
their
items.
Let's
just start at 400. They'll say 200. Yeah. We're happy to go to one.
Yeah, yeah. That's how it works.
It's not really bartering. Then if that disadvantages people like me who don't barter.
All right, Benny. I need you to get your hat on for this one.
Jeez.
Dalmy's Dreamin', we flick through the classifieds marketplace, find items that have just sold for a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah, okay.
I'm ridiculous. Talking about a Macca's chicken nugget. The nugget was listed on eBay.
Oh, is this the new BTS one?
So what is that? BTS, K-pop band BTS.
Yeah, they've done a range at Macca's.
So it's a popular video game Amongst Us or something. Among Us, sorry. And it looks
Amongst
like
Us.
It looks like one of the characters.
Oh, okay.
In the video
like a
game,
ghosty sort of thing.
Yeah. What is BTS?
BTS, they're just a band. Like, they're just a K-pop.
Okay.
But they're massive.
Yeah. So
and Among Us, not Amongst Us.
Among Us. So a chicken nugget looks like a character.
For someone that has so much free time, you really don't have a lot of knowledge of pop culture.
Not really. No. How much is a chicken nugget?
Oh, it'd be $25,000.
$25,000. Yeah. All right. So it started at 99 cents. Mm. It had 184 bids.
Yep. For how much?
It sold for...
Going once. Going twice. Going three times.
Just under $100,000.
$99,997. You can just cut a nugget to look like it.
I was literally thinking, Hungry Jack's offer 24 nuggets for $10.
Surely one of them.
You would think so. Benny, you're turning the big 3-0 next month.
2 months away.
It's not 2 months away. It's the end of next month.
It is 30 days until the end of this month.
Yep.
And then 30 days until the end of that month. There is 2 months.
You're about 50 days away.
I'm 20. and loving it.
You're 29. Do you get to pick a birthday cake each year?
No, not really. No? Which is kind of weird because, like, I should.
Yeah.
Like, all through my childhood, I had mum's sponge cake.
Yeah, good.
That was the same cake for everyone every year.
Yeah.
I might ask her to make it for my 30th. That'd be a nice little
touch. Remember as a kid, for ages, I'd go through that, was it Woman's Day that had the Woman's Weekly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever it was, yeah. The cake book.
Yeah.
And I'd get the swimming pool cake one year.
Oh, so you'd pick one out and your mum would make it.
Always got to pick
one. Oh, that's cool.
The chocolate ripple biscuits in the shape of the number that I was turning.
Yeah, so like a, what's
six,
that called?
6, 7, whatever it is.
Yeah, but what's it called? A ripple, chocolate ripple.
Chocolate ripple cake, yes!
Yeah.
But of late, mum will always be like, what cake do you want this year?
I'll go and pick it up from the cheesecake shop.
And mum does. And I'm always just a lemon tart. I love...
A lemon tart?
Love a lemon tart.
I reckon,
and
yeah.
With fresh strawberries across the top.
That's gross for a cake.
That is my go-to.
Yeah, but a lemon tart, like, is delicious, but for a birthday cake?
100%.
I feel like it's got to be some sort of sponge or, like, it can't be desserty.
You pick that for your birthday next month.
Although, I had a Pav one year.
Oh, good.
Delicious.
That is good.
Bloody a Pav cake.
A 3-year-old from the UK, Leona, she was asked what cake she wanted for her birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Like, some sort of... Bluey or Peppa Pig.
She wanted the Lion King.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is really cute. However, she wanted a particular scene from the Lion King to feature.
Oh, okay. When, like, he's being held up, being announced as the king.
Which would actually be a really cool shot to do.
Yeah.
She wanted the exact moment of Mufasa dying.
Spoiler alert.
She said, everyone will be too sad to eat the cake. Oh. And I'll be able to eat it all.
Oh, my God.
This is a 3-year-old.
She's very calculated.
So the cake, have a look at the cake. When the mum asked the bakery.
She's bloody happy about it too.
It's almost creepy how happy
she is. Did a bakery make that?
So the bakery made the cake. She said, hey, do you want Mufasa like dangling from the cliff? Do you want him laying on the ground? So Mufasa is laying on the ground.
Oh, my God.
With Simba on top of the cliff looking down.
She looks stoked.
It is a morbid cake and it plays the part.
Leona is 3.
She is 3. And her angle was... Everyone will be too sad to eat the cake and she'll be able to eat the whole thing.
Pretty funny. Like, that's pretty, like...
It's intelligent
she's obviously,
for a 3-year-old.
I was going to say, she's obviously thought about it. Mm. There's even, like, scratch marks on the side...
Of the cliff.
...where Mufasa's tried to hold on.
It is crazy. So, wow. Benny, any thought on what... Because I know you're a big eater.
You love your food.
Do you just replicate the old Mufasa Lion King cake?
Yeah, I might watch a couple of the old Saw movies, see if there's a scene out of one of those that I could use.
An amputated leg or something like that.
Enjoy your breakfast this morning. It's Andy and Ben on K-Rock.
You and I, straight up, we're not really into fashion. The fashion labels, I don't even think the biggest... What's the biggest label you've got in your wardrobe?
The biggest label I have? Nike?
Perfect.
Ruka.
Yeah. I'd say we're not really into like the Gucci's. We're not fashionistas at all.
Wouldn't have thought so.
And often
you've got a pair of R.M. Williams though.
Oh, I love the R.M. Williams boots. They're amazing. But when it comes to fashion, it could slap me in the face and I wouldn't know what it looks like. A US company has come out with what they're calling a very fashionable pair of pants. The company is called Wet Pants Denim.
You ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
So the denim range has been launched where it
looks, oh my God.
Where it looks like the person has
actually weed themselves.
Pissed their pants. There are 3 different styles and colours.
There's white jeans with yellow.
Yeah. Okay, so these are the colours. So you've got blue jeans, grey jeans and white jeans where there are different shades of urine stains. How much do you think, don't look at the price, don't scroll too far, how much do you think a pair of these jeans will set you back?
$2.
$75.
Holy hell.
Yeah, so they think it is cool
to pee your pants.
To pee your pants. They're saying if that's too expensive and it's not in your budget, it's okay.
You can just buy a cheap pair of pants and piss yourself.
What you can do is you can send your own jeans in.
And they'll piss on them.
They'll they'll piss on. They will piss on them for $30, and then they'll send the jeans back to you. They also say that each pair of jeans is unique in the style of which the
Because they don't know how much urine they're holding. Like, they don't know how much is going to come out.
It is so bizarre that this is a thing, isn't it?
Of course it is. What do you mean? I don't know why you're asking questions.
Who's pissing on? Well, it's not urine.
Although, Saturday night after a long night, my pants are going to become very fashionable.
Well, before we get out of here, we have to do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Now, Andy, this thought, it probably comes as a bit of a detriment to the show here. But
don't,
I was
don't
listening.
Don't do it, don't do it.
Stuff, I don't care. I was thinking about motivation through the week. And it's funny how it works because there's something. So I listened to one of Joe Rogan's episodes with Kevin Hart.
I told you about it. Let me guess, Kevin Hart.
Well, I've told you about it, so obviously that's the one. But I feel like I can run through a brick wall. Like, it's funny how that works, because yesterday I was like sluggish, whatever. I've listened to that episode and I'm just so up and about. I've just organized my life. I'm dominating.
Can we test that for you?
Yeah, go for
Platform
it.
9 3/4, get running, baby. You love Harry Potter. Hey, good reference
me,
there.
Tell me where it is.
Good reference. The wall behind
I'll
it.
Run through that door when this show finishes. Anyway, it's funny how motivation works, how I could listen to something and all of a sudden I'm up and about.
Yeah.
And then ask me next week how I'm feeling. I'll be like, oh, it's flat.
Dog shit.
Listen, I wouldn't have said dog shit, but and then I'll listen to that episode again and I'll be up and about.
So,
and I'll watch some videos and stuff and I'm like, bang.
All right,
get going.
We obviously apologise if you're not feeling as motivated listening to our podcast, but like Ben said, if you did want to listen to the Joe Rogan podcast,
at 1278.
At 1278 with Kevin Hart. It does go for two.
How's that? Our podcast is you come on our podcast to listen. We'll give you recommendations of other podcasts.
Go figure. It is a 2-hour podcast.
They all are. They're like 2-3 hours. But that's the Joe Rogan experience. Bloody good podcast. If you want to check it out, head to the App Store. We are back Saturday, Sunday for the show. Otherwise, the 100th episode of this podcast drops next week.
See ya.
See ya.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.